WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. This is the day that many JFK assassination scholars have long waited for.
Only President Trump can hold back any of the documents still hidden on Kennedy's assassination that Congress required in 1992 be released today. U.S. intelligence agencies have reportedly pushed back against their complete disclosure. President Trump has said he doesn't plan to block their release.
He had a deadline looming. He had to make a yes or no decision, and I think he went with transparency.
Author Douglas Brinkley says he'd be surprised if he did stop their release.
And certainly it appeals to that Alex Jones, InfoWar, people that don't trust the federal government and want everything released.
Whatever documents do emerge, they're not expected to give a definitive answer to the question on many minds whether someone other than Lee Harvey Oswald was also involved. Scott Carr, Washington.
There are new reports that the Trump campaign last year tried to obtain thousands of unreleased Hillary Clinton emails. The editor of WikiLeaks confirms that his group was approached by a data firm working for the Trump campaign.
The head of Cambridge Analytica, a data firm hired by the Trump campaign, contacted WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to see if he had obtained emails from Hillary Clinton's personal server. Assange confirmed on Twitter that chief executive Alexander Nix reached out, but said the request was rejected.
Correspondent Shimon Prokopetz. Just hours from now, the Fairfax County School Board will vote on what to rename the former Jeb Stuart High School. And there is still no consensus.
School board member Sandy Evans files a motion to name the school Justice High School to honor three people: Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, civil rights activist Barbara Rose Johns, and Colonel Louis G. Mendez Jr.
All three of these individuals fought for equality, fought for justice.
Board member Elizabeth Schultz says that name won't work because it's
a word out of the dictionary that isn't associated to anybody.
She'll file two motions of her own, one to take Jeb out of the name, like the community voted to do, and another to name the school Mendez. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The entire future of Metro's board of directors may be riding on an otherwise routine vote today.
It was originally a straightforward vote for Metro to transfer land to Maryland for the Purple Line. But Metro Board Chair Jack Evans instead threatened to derail that because Maryland's representatives don't support his plan to restructure the Metro Board.
It seems as if the chairman is attempting to practice extortion against the state of Maryland.
And that's something Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he will not stand for.
We would take serious action if this extortion attempt actually took place.
That action, Hogan says, is Maryland joining calls for the board to be disbanded and replaced with new members.
Anybody involved in that should be ashamed of themselves. We're not going to allow it to happen.
Evans declined to comment through a spokesperson, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Marylanders who get individual health insurance coverage under Obamacare can expect to pay higher premiums next year.
The Maryland Insurance Administration has approved rate increases for people who buy silver plans through the state's health insurance exchange. It includes a 27% increase for CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield for its HMO plan and a 24% increase for its PPO plan. That is on top of a 31% increase approved for HMO plans and a 52% hike for PPO plans that was approved back in August. A 21% increase has been approved for Kaiser Permanente. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,329, the NASDAQ at 65,64. Sports, game two of the World Series goes to Houston. The Wizards take their first loss of the season. The Caps are in Vancouver tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What's going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on.
Mark Levin, 6 to 9 p.m.
I really think it's my public duty as a public service to give you a little bit more information.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia getting through Aquia, north on Interstate 95. The crash is right near 610, and that's along the left side. Once through there, a little bit of volume north of the Occoquan starts to build here, heading up into Newington and eventually onto 395 through Landmark. Lanes reported open in that stretch. Now, for 66, of course, we have those delays. Manassas, Centerville, earlier incident had been eastbound near 123, and they quickly got that to the shoulder. The recovery still underway here on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. In case you missed it, we had a multi-car crash southbound BW Parkway inside the Beltway near 410. Now, all lanes open, but the delays as you come out of Laurel, heavy most of the way in through Greenbelt down to the Beltway, so be prepared for that. 50 delays inside the Beltway as you head through Chevrolet begin just before you get to 410. That was a route everyone taking for the bailout as well. Wilson Bridge backups back near Route 5. Stop and go to the bridge span now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds this morning, then some with clouds as we go through today. Upper 50s, maybe 60 with a gusty west-northwesterly breeze. Tonight, 43 outside the Beltway, a little chillier, 30s, and some areas of frost around. Friday, plenty of sunshine, upper 60s. Saturday, sunny, and a chance of some heavy rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Centerville, 45 in Bowie, 50 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The Justice Department clears an informant to testify to Congress about the Russia uranium deal. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we've got Alexi McCammon from Axios joining us. 7:35 this morning, we'll be joined by Victoria Tensing. That's an interview you're going to want to hear. She's the lawyer for this undisclosed businessman in this case with uranium and Russia. He's finally had his non-disclosure agreement lifted by the Justice Department. An exclusive interview this morning here on Mornings on the Mall with Victoria Tensing. 8:05 this morning, Elizabeth Schultz says they changed Jeb Stuart High School's name. And then at 8:15, Brian Kilmeade of the Fox News Channel. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Connelly is alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning to you. Joining us right now is John Whitbeck. John is the chair of the Republican Party of Virginia, and I don't know if you know this, but there's a gubernatorial election coming up in less than 2 weeks there. John, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. You said it. There's an election a week from Tuesday.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of ads coming out. There's a lot, obviously, campaigning is in high, really, really high peak right now. There is an ad that came out, a campaign mailer that was funded by the Democratic Party of Virginia that is sparking a lot of criticism from the Republicans. What is the big deal with this campaign mailer that the Democrats put out? What's your problem with it?
Well, see, here's the thing. I mean, you know, Ed Gillespie has condemned white supremacists and bigots and racists in Charlottesville. They were in Charlottesville for that tragic day, unequivocally, emphatically, and passionately, over and over and over again. But the Democratic Party, now that they know that Ed Gillespie's been striking distance of winning this race, they threw the Hail Mary pass, and that's calling him a white supremacist. And so they did this mailer that it was Ed Gillespie and Donald Trump and all the Nazis that were there with their torches, and put it out there and said, stand up to hate, and equating Ed Gillespie with the bigots and the racists and the white supremacists who marched in Charlottesville. And it's disgusting, and it shows a real serious desperation on the part of the Democrats.
I mean, contrast that with Ed Gillespie's advertising in recent weeks. They've made a big deal out of the fact that he's been attacking MS-13 and saying he doesn't want Virginia to become a sanctuary state. That's been equated to just being a bigot and a racist just because he's going up against MS-13, which I didn't realize was a controversial subject, but apparently it is. But on this side, you have a Democratic flyer, these mailers that show, as you said, a picture of torch-bearing Nazis with Donald Trump and Ed Gillespie, and the words "to hate" underneath of them. This is unbelievable stuff.
It is. I mean, you know, Michael Steele said it, I think. You know, the Richmond Times-Dispatch has said it. You know, this is libel. I mean, it's, let's call it what it is. I mean, you know, they're lucky that, Ed Gillespie's a public figure and the laws are a little bit tougher to, make defamation cases. But, I mean, this is it's despicable. And, you know, it's not the only mailer that's caused controversy this week. I mean, there was the one a couple days ago that, there were some stories on, you know, where they basically equated a Hispanic woman, Republican nominee for House of Delegates in Fairfax County, to a serial killer and a dog. And then thought, oh, you know, it's just Halloween, we're just having some fun. I mean, this is, the Democratic Party is flailing about, and they're desperate, they have no message, they have nothing to give the voters as a reason for people to turn out to vote for them.
Right.
So they've turned to the one thing they always turn to, Republicans are racist.
This and this is a particularly pernicious way of doing this, because, you know, oftentimes when we see disgusting allegations like this or advertising, it's done by sort of fringe groups, Move On, people on the outside who are trying to get somebody like Ralph Northam elected. In this case in particular, the mailer was approved by all three of the major Democratic candidates in the state of Virginia and funded by the Democratic Party of Virginia. There is no way they can separate themselves from this. Yet here they are showing a picture of torch-bearing Nazis and Ed Gillespie on the same mailer.
Well, the thing is, they are a fringe group. They have nominated the most far-left candidates in the history of the Democratic Party of Virginia. Their views on the issues are so out of skew with the mainstream voters of Virginia, which is why every poll is showing this race is a dead heat. We had one poll come out yesterday that showed Ed Gillespie up by 8, and polls are all over the place, and I don't really put a lot of stock in them. But it just shows you, you know, in a race that everybody said was unwinnable for us after 7 straight losses and statewide races, we're within striking distance of winning. It's a toss-up at worst for us right now. And after these mailers, Republicans are fired up to get out there and vote for Ed Gillespie.
And they need to be. That poll that you just referenced has 27% of people being undecided. That's an incredible thing this late in the race. Why are people undecided when it comes to Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam?
Well, you know, I say it all the time. Good or bad, we should not be looking. These polls are pretty much garbage. I mean, they're never right. They're, you know, they showed every single Republican down by double digits going into Election Day, and we never lose by double digits, and in many cases we've won. And, you know, the irony of the whole thing is Ralph Northam knows that the Donald Trump factor in this race is not impacting Ed Gillespie. In fact, in many ways, in many parts of the state, it's a positive. So this man that he called a white supremacist and put out a mailer with Ed Gillespie and did this mail piece that we've just been talking about, there's an ad running on TV with Ralph Northam saying that he will work with Donald Trump. So essentially, he's direct mailing everybody calling our president and calling our nominee for governor a white supremacist, but running TV ads simultaneously saying that he will work with this same white supremacist.
Trump is Hitler, but I'll work with him. That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And it's just this is who they are now. They have no message. They're losing races all over the country. And the only thing they can do is call us a bunch of bigots.
That's
and
right.
Think that's how that's going to turn
out. Lost over 1,000 seats in state, local, and various right. elections across the country.
Yeah, and that's their go-to. Is there a way, though, that Republicans can fight a little bit smarter? Because I find that Republicans don't fight smart at all. They roll over and they let the Democrats walk all over them with things like this flyer. Is there a way, though, that you can use this to your advantage in just the way that you're talking about now by bringing this out, maybe even saying, look what they're doing, showing this flyer even more and using it to fire up the base?
Well, we've been all over media condemning this in the last 24 hours. We're going to be doing some things directly to voters regarding this. I mean, as I said, Republicans are tired of being called racist. And frankly, I think most Americans are tired of it. Anytime you tiptoe into something that may be a gray area, you know, like watching a particular TV show or wearing a Donald Trump T-shirt, for crying out loud, you're labeled as a white supremacist by the far left. And we're tired of it. And trust me, this is the overreach that we've been waiting for to fire up our base. And I think it's going to be one of the things that leads to Ed Gillespie being the next governor of Virginia.
You mentioned outreach to voters on this. What will you be doing?
Well, I think we have the largest ground game that we've ever had in Virginia. We have incredible amounts of investment from the RNC, from our party's raising money at rates we haven't done
yes.
before. We've got many, many contested House of Delegates races going right now. And when we knock on those doors, we are going to be telling voters, hey, you want a reason to show up? you need to fight back against Ralph Northam and all, and the Democratic Party of Virginia saying that you're a racist because you happen to be a supporter of Ed Gillespie.
Will you be carrying this flyer door-to-door to show them what it looks like?
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to need to. I think the power of social media is so vast. This has been all over social media. We've been messaging digitally. I think that's the more effective way. I think voters need to see the contrast between the candidates. I don't think if we add another flyer to our door-to-door knockers, it's going to do much good. I think it's going to muddle the message. But we're definitely using this on a social media platform. I think it's something that is a more effective way of getting the message out.
There you go. This is something that the Republican Party now has been able to weaponize after the Democrats have tried to attack them. Thank you very much, John Whitbeck, for giving us a breakdown of the state of Virginia politics. Good luck over the next week or so.
Thank you very much.
Nice to talk to you. 7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, nation's capital, as we come across the 14th Street Bridge and into town. You're okay on to lower 14th Street and Constitution Avenue, but if you're continuing onto the freeway, we do have a crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel. That was along the left side, right near South Capitol Street. So, eastbound side for the crash, westbound, if you're coming off of the 11th Street Bridge, you're checking it out. Some bit of rubbernecking delays there. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway before you get to 5 past Alabama Avenue, 5 meaning Branch Avenue. Slow through that stretch. It's just the morning commute slowing us through that area. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, definitely making a recovery here. Inside the Beltway, the crash before 410, that's been cleared. Still watch for off and on delays as you come down toward Greenbelt. 95 delays back before the ICC to get onto each loop of the Capitol Beltway. And on 270, initial reports of a crash in the Germantown area, 270 southbound near 118. Crews responding now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, there's a frost advisory in effect from midnight tonight until 9 a.m. on Friday. Today, it'll be cloudy early, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 61 degrees. Tonight, we'll get some clear skies and some patchy frost, a low of 44 degrees. And then tomorrow, a mainly sunny sky with a high of 68 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 51, 717 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Fairfax or Thursday in Bethesda. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
All right, so the President of the United States getting into a bunch of back and forth this week with two senators in particular, Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, both have announced their retirement, but both accusing him of being a bad role model for children. For the latest on all of this drama, let's go to Alexi McCammon now, who's with Axios. Alexi, thank you so much for taking some time to join us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
I was struck yesterday by a piece that your colleague Mike Allen wrote because he says virtually every Republican is now a Trump Republican. What does that mean?
Right. So what we're seeing is, you know, tons of Senate and House Republicans who are privately griping and complaining about the president, but who suddenly, whenever he's in the room or they're in talks with him, you know, they give him standing ovations like they did at the Senate policy lunch on Tuesday, or they don't tell him how they really feel or say how they really feel. So that suggests that, you know, behind closed doors, they might feel one way, but in public and deep down, every Republican still supports Trump, and he's as strong as ever with the party.
So is that good or bad? Because we want a united party. I would assume Republicans want a united front. But by the same token, are they being disingenuous?
There is a bit of an element of being disingenuous, right? If you are privately complaining about the president, but you are happy and pleasant with him to his face, that certainly suggests that there's a disconnect between how you really feel and how you're acting. And that also, as you mentioned, contributes to the lack of unity among the party at large. And that is especially threatened when you consider how Steve Bannon is still trying to influence and shape the Republican Party from outside of the White House by, you know, supporting Republican primary challengers against many of these senators who are pleasant with Trump in person.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about Bannon, actually, since you brought him up. I'm curious, you know, a lot of the press has often made the case that he seems to be the kingmaker of some kind, or at least has an outsized presence in terms of his power. Is it your estimation that Bannon is a figure of importance when it comes to these political races, or is he being overhyped by the press?
what we've seen throughout Trump's presidency and from the beginning of his campaign is that there is a bit of overhype happening within the media, but I don't think that you can understate Bannon's continued influence since he left the White House. He's certainly not, you know, some secret puppet master who is controlling everything, but it is important to note that Bannon and Trump talk to each other several times a week still, according to a Washington Post report from Sunday. And so that means that Bannon's views and what he wants are still being communicated directly to the president. And we saw that, you know, Bannon had influence on Trump when he was in the White House. And the fact that they're continuing to speak suggests that he will still have influence over Trump in some ways. I do think that, you know, Bannon is only one person, and he, of course, has his Breitbart News army behind him, but they can only do so much. That said, they are making an aggressive push to reshape the Republican Party by getting these sort of nationalist, populist candidates elected and challenging sort of the more establishment Republican senators like Dean Heller, for example, or taking over Bob Corker's seat with Marsha Blackburn.
Now, I like your website for a number of reasons, including that you give good updates on what's going on in Congress. And there's a lot going on in Congress today, which is that it looks that you'll have House Republicans are expected to take up the Senate budget resolution. This means, Alexi, that they're not going to conference, right?
Right, exactly. So this is a big deal because this is one way, you know, the budget is one way in which Republicans are hoping to pass tax reform, right? They're sort of banking on House Republicans to pass it so that, you know, they can move forward with this. But it's not certain that it will pass, and I think that that's something that a lot of people will be looking toward today on top of the other big news.
There's questions? I'm sorry, there's questions over whether it will pass? You think there's a chance it fails?
I think there's a chance that there are, you know, amendments that are called into question. But even if it does pass, that doesn't mean that they could get tax reform through. So I think that's what Republicans are really going to focus on this week with the budget vote.
Yeah, and Paul Ryan made it sound like this is the tough part. This is where all the lobbyists raid Congress.
Right, exactly. Paul Ryan tries to remind people of what he thinks is the tough part or what is the real challenge when there's so much news going on. But this is a tough part. Republicans are certainly banking on the budget to help them pass tax reform, which they could do through reconciliation, and that would be an easier way for them to do it. Certainly not easy,
yes.
But it would be easier for them to do it. So I think Paul Ryan is keenly aware of that and trying to remind people that this is a big deal. This is a tough part. Everyone should be united on this budget resolution vote.
All right. Thank you. Alexi McCammon from Axios.com. Appreciate your taking your time out this morning.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you. 7:22 here on WMAL.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Sunday afternoons at 3 for the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
Some of Virginia's worst criminals had their rights restored because of Ralph Northam's risky policy. Northam supported the automatic restoration of rights for violent felons and sex offenders, making it easier for them to obtain firearms and serve on juries. One of these felons was a convicted child molester. John Bowen had his rights restored 2 months after being found with one of the largest child pornography collections in Virginia's history. 43 prosecutors, Republicans, Democrats, and independents opposed Ralph Northam's risky policy. Now, Virginia law enforcement is supporting Ed Gillespie for governor. Gillespie has been endorsed by 65 sheriffs, the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police, and the Virginia Police Benevolent Association. Virginia law enforcement knows that Ed Gillespie will get tough on crime and keep your family safe. Ed Gillespie for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
This laugh has been years in the making. Because when Pat was a smoker, she couldn't laugh without coughing. So she laughed a lot less. But with one-on-one coaching, she's now cigarette-free. Which means a lot more of this. When her granddaughter wants to have tickle fights. Aetna, you don't join us. We join you. Find out more at aetnawejoinyou.com.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Virginia, let's begin 50 and trying to get past the Fair Oaks Mall. Coming inbound Lee Jackson Memorial Highway toward 66. You're just working around the crash a little bit, so a little extra time needed. How you doing on 66? Well, the volume, Manassas towards Centerville, pretty normal. Then you hit it again near the Fairfax County Parkway off and on toward Nutley Street. But all lanes there are reported open. Now for 395, the heavy delays through Landmark, stop and go. And now from the Pentagon, we have a crash after you cross the 14th Street Bridge on the freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Still watch for crews there. And it slows us as well coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. And on 50 through Chevrolet slows as you emerge onto 295, as does Riverdale and the BW Parkway. But lanes there are open. Earlier crash on the BW near 410 is gone. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Well, get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We cool off just a tad today. We'll see some clouds around early, some gusty winds out of the northwest at times, and then sunshine and a few clouds as we make it up near 60, down to a cooler 43 overnight tonight. Suburbs will be down into the 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees, 726 on WMAL.
There is another development in the Las Vegas shooting. We keep getting these little pieces of news here and there. Well, you know, he had, Stephen Paddock, had a computer. They recovered a computer from his hotel room. So they thought, wow, this is going to be great. There's going to be so much information on this computer. Well, the hard drive is missing. It is believed that he removed the hard drive before shooting himself, obviously, because he didn't remove the hard drive after shooting himself.
Good point.
But the device, the missing hard drive has not been recovered. They don't know where it is. Investigators digging into his background also learned he purchased software designed to erase files from a hard drive. You know, like a cloth. It's called the Hillary Clinton special.
Yeah.
But without the hard drive to examine, they don't even know if he ever used the software.
So this is, I don't know if this is the first time we've seen this, but in terms of, not only is he a mystery personally, but he was covering his tracks.
Yes.
The hard drive is missing.
He also settled any debts with any casinos he had shortly before the attack. So he went out not owing anybody anything. He left behind no writings or evidence, but he's also not the first to do this. The Virginia Tech shooter, the Northern Illinois shooter, and the Sandy Hook shooter all did the same thing, either remove the hard drive, destroyed it, or remove SIM cards from their phones.
When a computer's left behind and the hard drive's missing and the guy's dead in the room, this is how conspiracy theories are born.
Yep.
727 on WMAL.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Well, the FBI's Uranium One informant finally cleared to tell Congress his story. What will he tell them about bribery, Hillary, and the Obama administration? His lawyer joins us exclusively on Mornings on the Mall next, 7:30. WMAL News is now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. President Trump is being tight-lipped about exactly what we'll see from long secret JFK assassination files. A law requires release by today of all files that are still hidden on Kennedy's killing. Only the president could decide to hold some back. Mr. Trump tweeted on the eve of the release, saying only the document release will be, quote, so interesting. A long-standing debate over what to rename Jeb Stuart High School in Falls Church will end tonight with a vote by the Fairfax County School Board. Board member Sandy Evans has filed a motion to name the school Justice High School to acknowledge Thurgood Marshall, Barbara Rose Johns, and Louis Mendez Jr.
Under the name Justice High School, we could honor all three of these individuals, as well as a very American concept.
It is still unclear, though, if a majority of the school board will agree with Evans. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says Metro Board Chairman Jack Evans is, quote, attempting to practice extortion against the state of Maryland. Hogan is fuming that Evans may use a jurisdictional veto to hold up a land transfer that Maryland needs from Metro to move forward on the Purple Line.
He's threatening to hold up the Purple Line if we don't go along with his demands, which would include him being continued on as chairman, changes to the bylaws so that he can have more control over that board, not leave when his term is up in 2 months.
The conflict comes to a head at a meeting of the Metro Board later today. The number of children, childhood lead poisoning cases in Maryland has dropped to its lowest level since testing was started almost 25 years ago. That according to a state environmental official. In 1993, the first year of testing, nearly 25% of Maryland kids tested positive for lead poisoning. Today, officials say it's just 0.3%. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,329. The Nasdaq at 65.64. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. It took 11 innings, but the Astros win Game 2 of the World Series. The Wizards blow a fourth quarter lead and lose to the Lakers. The Caps are in Vancouver tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Love is complicated. Buying a diamond shouldn't be. So our sales consultants are trained to make things easy. They explain diamond grading in a way that makes sense. And they demonstrate the differences so pricing becomes simple to understand. At Mervis Diamonds, your personal consultant will spend as much time as you like helping you select. That way, you get the right diamond. A fine quality diamond with natural beauty that cannot be tamed. The only thing our diamonds won't do is simply blend in. Each Mervis diamond makes its own statement. And all at a far, far lower price than you'd expect. At Mervis, you get ideal quality, old world service, and value not available anywhere else. That's why Mervis is the first name in diamonds. So if she loves diamonds, you'll love Mervis. Financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers. Appointments preferred. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities, yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
First with the better news in Germantown. If you heard me talk about the 270 crash south in 118, that's been cleared out of the travel lane. So now, as you work through Clarksburg and down to the Beltway, it's about the stop and go. Topside from College Park to Silver Spring slow. We had a report of a minor crash in the backups as you pass New Hampshire Avenue toward Georgia at Atorda University Boulevard. That is. Now, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, delays pretty much most of the way from the Beltway, just off and on as you work to inbound New York Avenue or southbound 295. On 50, the delays inside the Beltway near 410. But what you need to know is right now, right near 410, that's where we have a report of a crash. Southeast Southwest Freeway, it's a little complicated now coming out of Virginia. The crash is going to be eastbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. And hang on in Arlington on 50. Arlington Boulevard, very slow, heading up towards South Fillmore Street, the scene of the crash under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible looking Thursday. We'll see some clouds in the morning, but giving way to partly sunny skies. We go through the day, upper 50s, near 60 degrees, with some gusty winds at times out of the northwest. Chilly night tonight. There'll be some patchy frost around, 43 around the Beltway. Suburbs will be down into the 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Woodbridge, 48 in Hyattsville, 50 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL.
Good morning. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonies. And Matt, we just have such a packed show for you, and it's been getting more packed as time goes on. At 8:05, we'll be joined by Elizabeth Schultz. She's with the Fairfax County School District, and we're going to talk to her about them picking a new name for Jeb Stuart Height, and they're going to do that tonight. And then at 8:15, Brian Kilmeade, co-host of Fox and Friends, will be joining us as well. Good morning, Vince.
Well, good morning. Happy to be joined now by Victoria Tenzing. She's the founding partner of DeGeneva and Tenzing, and importantly this morning, she represents an FBI informant who until last night had a non-disclosure agreement forced upon him by the FBI. He wants to testify about what he knows about Russia, uranium, and the Obama administration. He'll have a chance to do that before Congress. Now, Victoria, thank you for joining us this morning. Can you tell us, how did you find out about this? How did this all go down yesterday?
I was called by the FBI counsel early in the morning. And we kind of talked about what we thought that should be said and how it should be relayed. But, for example, I did not want my client's name to be put in it. And he was very professional and very agreeable. And as I was driving down to Fox last night to do Hannity, it came on my email. So there you are.
So tell us about the nature of what he's allowed to say now. Is this a blanket lifting of his time as an FBI informant, or is this a conditional that he can only say certain things?
No, it's a different limitation. He is allowed to say anything about all of this to the Judiciary Committee, the House Intelligence Committee, and the House Oversight Committee, to the ranking to the chairman and ranking members and one staff member. So it's a limitation on who he can tell it to. But that's fine with me, because the regular process is for him to have an informal interview with these people before he would ever testify.
Given how fresh this news is, do you have any sense of what the schedule is for when he would begin his testimony with Congress?
Well, it's not going to be for 2 weeks, because Joe DeGeneva and I are going to California starting Sunday. So we're not going to be around until after 2 weeks.
Okay, so it'll be at least 2 weeks from now. Okay.
Yes.
Is there a reason why we still don't know his name while he is still unnamed?
Yes, because the Russians have threatened him, and up until just last night, the U.S. government had threatened him.
So, when you say the U.S. government has threatened him, who in the U.S. government?
Lawyers working on the case to the his former lawyer in 2016 when he filed a civil case. And he was told if he didn't dismiss the case, his reputation and liberty were in jeopardy.
And this is the Obama administration. Anyone in the Trump administration, or just the Obama administration?
No, I had never gone to anybody in the Trump administration. I went to Senator Grassley, because I thought that his asking for the release of the NDA was much more powerful than my asking.
So, Victoria, if he was to decide to not worry about the Russian side of this, which he probably should be worried about, and just release his name publicly, he would be in violation of the NDA he has with the FBI?
No, the NDA is now kaput.
Oh, completely.
Over.
I see.
Well, I mean, he could talk publicly. We wouldn't want him to do that at this point. So the limitation on it is of no moment to me at this time.
So has your client taken some sort of precautions. You don't have to get into details about it, but precautions beyond hiding his identity in order to stay away from some Russian observation and access?
We talk about that a lot, yes.
Okay. Interesting. So tell me and refresh, if you will, for our listeners, what he will testify about when he speaks to these members of Congress.
He worked undercover from 2009 and basically 2014 for the FBI in the Iranian company, the Russian Iranian company here in the United States. And this was the company that was asking the U.S. government to allow it to purchase 20% of our uranium. And even though my client had been working undercover for well over a year, in October 2010, the U.S. government, the Obama administration, the Hillary State Department, said it was all right for these corrupt people that the U.S. government knew were giving bribes and kickbacks. It was all right for them to buy 20% of our uranium.
Right, and the reason...
It's appalling.
And the reason your client was undercover was because he saw bribery going on leading up to this and decided, hey, I'm going to go to the FBI with this information.
Yeah, he started out with a contract with them, and he didn't think, I've got a contract at so much a month. And then after he got into it about a month or two, he was asked to give half of his salary. He wasn't, buckets of money were not brought into him to disperse. He would say, pay or play. That's the old pay or play. If you want to stay under this contract, you have got to give out money every month, 50% of your salary. So that's when he went to the FBI. And he said, I could either walk out and not and get another job. I don't want to do that. I want to come and report this because I'm a patriotic citizen. And they said, good, would you please continue to work there and work undercover, and we will guide you and you can report everything that's going on.
So in his role as an informant, he helped spur an actual FBI investigation. And that investigation ended how?
Well, strangely enough, even though the CFIUS authorization occurred in October 2010, the government waited 4 more years to bring indictments against a couple of the people involved. And then they were allowed to plea to a much more minor cause than the money laundering, which they should have been charged with.
So in the midst of an active investigation, the Uranium One deal was approved, and it wasn't until several years later that the indictments were brought.
Four years later, Vince, and this is a significant fact. During 2009 to 2010, the FBI was telling my client that President Obama was being briefed on his activity, his undercover activity. So the Obama administration well knew that this corruption was going on, and yet sold 20% of our uranium.
My last question on the... My last question on this testimony, should we expect that it will be done in secret, that we won't know about it until it's over?
Well, we don't know. I have not had a chance to physically touch all of the materials. Every time I talk with him, he gives me answers and provides me the necessary documents. So I'm very confident that there's a lot of material there. The process will be, it will not be in public, at least in the first couple of stages, and then we'll have to see where it's going to go.
All right, Victoria Tenzing, thank you for joining us on a pivotal morning for that case as we keep watching the bribery scheme and what your client's going to be able to testify to Congress. Appreciate it very much.
Sure, Vince.
All right, 7:44 now.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
7:45. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here's the update on the crash on the southeast-southwest freeway. DDOT's giving you the all clear. Lanes have been reopened. Freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Ooh, but coming out of Virginia, here we are out from the Pentagon. Pretty solid lineup here over the 14th Street Bridge, Case Bridge, and into town. But nothing blocked. I hope it stays that way. On the westbound side of the freeway, your travel lanes have been opened. We had some slowdowns, of course. Check it out and coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. And on 50, you're okay through Annapolis and Bowie. It's inside the Beltway near 410. Crash over to the shoulder. 50 in Virginia, also struggling. But police at the scene tell me the accident's now out of the travel lanes. 50 right near South Fillmore Street. Still see a little bit of activity on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible-looking Thursday. We'll see some clouds in the morning, but giving way to partly sunny skies. We go through the day, upper 50s, near 60 degrees, with some gusty winds at times out of the northwest. Chilly night tonight. There'll be some patchy frost around, 43 around the Beltway. Suburbs will be down into the 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees, 746 on WMAL.
If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need 50 Floor. During the month of October, installation is free. Schedule an in-home consultation. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. 50floor.com.
Right, you are a big app person, Vince. I think a lot of us use, there's certain apps that we use. I don't have a ton of them, but there are certain apps that I absolutely use. And here's a new one that Washington, D.C. has just picked up. It's called Pulse Point. And if you have Pulse Point on your phone, if there is a 911 call for cardiac arrest within a quarter mile of where you are, when you're in a city or county that uses the app, you get the alert at the exact same time an ambulance is dispatched, and it tells you where to find the nearest AED device. Those are the electronic devices.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are trained, you have this app because you're trained in CPR, the theory being that you may be closer than the ambulance, so you can get to that person and administer CPR and save a life if you can get there before the ambulance.
Oh my! This sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen. So
that's what I thought.
You are supposed to go and rescue people in need, and as an untrained medical professional, and save them to bring your defibrillator and just be rescuing people at any given moment.
And here's the thing. I thought you had to be CPR certified. Oh, wait a second. You don't necessarily have to be CPR certified, but you have to be willing to help. It's an opportunity to get more people responding to an individual who might need help. If you don't know CPR, a 911 operator will walk you through it. And those devices have very easy to follow instructions so that, you know, pretty much anybody can use them. That's why you're starting to see them in more like buildings, office buildings, and you see them in airports now and things. So that the theory being that they very easy instructions on them so that anyone can help administer that and save a life.
I mean, obviously that's critical, having that in the seconds after a cardiac arrest. You know, the sooner you can get CPR or an AED device, I mean, that's obviously critical. I do worry about what I said before, though. Like, you know, yeah, hopefully, you know, everyone's well trained and capable of actually doing this. And for your own family, it's good to actually go through some CPR training, particularly because it's so different for, say, babies and adults and kind of learning the differences in terms of just doing rescues of that kind?
I would want to make sure there are good Samaritan laws in place so that I don't find myself, you know, losing my house because I tried to help somebody. That is my fear, and it's a terrible thing that you and I, our first thought both times was, oh, that's a liability.
Yeah.
You know, that's really, really sad that that was our first thought. It's now 7:49 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
You're attacked. What would you do?
Get back!
ABC 7's Nancy Chen shows you firsthand how to protect yourself from a sexual assault. Seven on Your Side. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Tonight, TGIT is scary good.
Hell yes.
What? On an all-new Grey's, skeletons from the past can rip a family apart.
You don't know what you're talking
about! He cheated on you and now you're starting a family with him?
Then, a new scandal treats you to the reunion we've been waiting for.
Why are you here?
I was better with you. You're better with me.
And someone's digging up secrets. On an all-new How to Get Away with Murder.
Are you sure the baby's not mine?
Starting tonight at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11.
Hey, it's Kid from Good Morning Washington. The new military movie Thank You for Your Service hits theaters tomorrow. I'm talking to the stars. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes, and we're giving away $100 in Halloween candy cash. Join us tomorrow morning when you wake up on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Have you heard the three big lies about Medicaid? One, if you need nursing home care, the nursing home will take your house. Not true. Two, if you transferred assets in the last 5 years, you won't be eligible for Medicaid. Not true. And three, if you're already in a nursing home, it's too late to protect your assets. Also, not true. Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellington with Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055. 301-610-0055. That's 301-610-0055. Or find us online at fellintonlaw.com. That's FELINTON law.com.
All right, 7:53. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk.
Hey, the events. Good Thursday morning to you. Well, after a down day yesterday, stock futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street today. And today is the busiest day of earnings season, with more corporate results coming today than any other day. Ford's F-150 pickup trucks have been big sellers for a long time, and that continued last quarter. That, plus cost cuts, helped Ford to strong results, and shares are up nearly 2% in pre-market trading. Twitter had a strong quarter as well, showing life with renewed sales and user growth, beating Wall Street's estimates for earnings as well as revenue. It's not really talking about the so-called bots or fake accounts. Other companies that reported quarterly results this morning that beat forecast include Hershey's, Waste Management, and Burger King parent restaurant brands. Demand-based pricing may be coming to a theater near you. The number two theater chain in the U.S., Regal, says it will start testing higher ticket prices for more popular movies. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Winter is almost here, and you know you need to get a new roof soon. You're dragging your feet, asking around, not sure where to find a roofer who will do a good job at a good price. So you're looking for somebody who knows a guy. I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. In the last 14 years, we've done over 30,000 jobs. The odds are pretty good that you know someone who's gotten a roof from us. So you know what that makes me? That's right, I'm your guy. New Look Home Design does a great job at great prices. And right now we have a great offer, 50% off all roofing materials through the end of October. Since I'm your guy, I'm gonna shoot you straight. We do so many roofs, we strong arm awesome discounts from manufacturers. That's how I get you 50% off on all roofing materials. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Tell him your guy Patrick sent you, and you'll save 50% off on all materials.
7:55 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's check in with Jamie Whitten in a busy morning in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You know, it has been, Vince, we had a couple of obstacles trying to get onto New York Avenue or DC 295, and that was all to filter off of the BW Parkway and 50. Currently, I don't have anything reported, but for both of those arteries inside the Beltway, heavier than normal. So be prepared for just that slow commute through that stretch. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, the latest problem was the crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel coming out of Virginia, but that's been cleared. So pressure is on and looks like it's mostly linked up now coming out of Landmark across the 14th Street Bridge. Definitely seeing some improvement here in Arlington. Accident on Arlington Boulevard 50 as you come inbound near Fillmore Street. You still see some flashing lights, but please tell me everything's out of the travel lanes. Update is brought to you by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAN Weather Channel forecast.
We cool off just a tad today. We'll see some clouds around early, some gusty winds out of the northwest at times, and then sunshine and a few clouds as we make it up near 60, down to a cooler 43 overnight tonight. Suburbs will be down into the 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, 50 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
Despite recent record highs in the market, it's worth remembering there are many factors that can have an impact on your money. A change in the Federal Reserve, a shift in emerging markets, political unrest, or natural disasters. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. For all the reasons to be optimistic about the market, there are also reasons to stay alert. Your financial advisor can help you evaluate all the news impacting the market, good and bad, and position your portfolio accordingly.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the big screen store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa!
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Corps to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And as for lies, Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads hogwash, beyond despicable, totally false. The truth? Dr. Northam voted to crack down on MS-13, and he's voted for 14 tax cuts, including property tax relief, tax cuts for new businesses in rural Virginia, and for veterans. As the VMI Honor Code says, don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
It's fall. Time to gear up and get ready at Cabela's Big Buck Days. Save 10% on Winchester Super X rifle ammo. Plus, get a $2.50 mail-in rebate. Save 20% on Cabela's Silent Suede apparel for the whole family. And save 25% on select in-stock auto, ATV, and UTV gun storage accessories. Plus, get $40 in Cabela's bucks with purchase of Vortex Diamondback rifle scopes. Come to Cabela's Big Buck Days in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We're going to be joined by Elizabeth Schultz. She is with the Fairfax County School District. And we're going to talk to her about the vote tonight. They're going to decide what they're going to rename Jeb Stuart High School.
And the Fox News Channel's Brian Kilmeade swings by Mornings on the Mall.